conditions are sometimes called.
China.
Yeah, okay. Now, did you ever hear that egg called that?
China egg, we used to use them.
Uh-huh. Instead, that was a nest egg?
That is our nest egg.
Okay.
We'd buy them.
Uh-huh. And it's something that you know,
we call it artificial nest egg.
Uh-huh, artificial nest egg. But you also call it a China egg.
China egg, that's the way it is sold.
Okay. Now, a wooden vessel that you use for water that you might drop down in a well. Something, you know, carry water. You take
pail.
Yeah. Now, what if it's
a bucket.
Yeah. Is there a difference between a bucket and a pail?
I'd say it was.
How would you differentiate?
Well, I've seen wooden pails great big and about like a half a bushel or something. They call them pails. The buckets use are more rounder.
I see. Well, how about something that you'd use for made of, you know, made of galvanized steel like tin, you know, something like that they you might use for to carry water if you're going to wash your car or something. Scrub a floor.
Bucket or pail?
Yeah. But what kind of the handle over the top? Would you call that a bucket or a pail?
Well, they have them all kinds. They have them called small tubs.
Uh-huh. Well, I was thinking if you made a distinction between a bucket and a pail. Now, if a bucket and a pail are the same thing to you, or if they're.
Well, I think I'd call something a gallon and a half, 2 gallons, something like come there calling that a bucket, and a pail, something like a tub or something.
I see. All right, how about something that you might put, might take, you used to, some people still do take, you know, like after the dishes are washed, take the dishwater and all the food and everything and put it into a container and take it out and give it to the hogs.
Flop bucket.
All right. And I didn't know that hogs would eat that, drink that soapy water, but they do, huh?
Yeah,
they
have to.
Yeah, I guess. I
don't get much
of that. No. Well, that's a very convenient garbage disposal unit. You know, you can just eat it right up for that. Great. Fry eggs, things you fry eggs in.
Skillet.
Yeah, and you remember, did your mother have one of these things with legs on it?
Baker.
Yeah, and what did she use that for?
Baked bread and biscuits.
Uh-huh.
Wheat bread and cornbread.
Okay, and a heavy iron vessel that you might have used to boil clothes in, you know, as you wash.
Kettle.
All right, and how about one for cooking?
Pot.
And something you put cut flowers in.
Vase.
And then when you sit down to eat, you have 3 utensils there at the plate. You have a
fork, knife, and spoon.
And if you have one knife, you have, let's say you have 2 of those, you have 2.
2 knives?
Yeah. And when, after a meal, somebody has to what the dishes?
Wash the dishes.
And then you hold she holds the soapy dish under the the water.
Drainer or rinser.
Yeah. Well, what's that last one?
Drainer or rinser.
All right. And the rinses. She rinses.
Rinses.
All right. And then something might use for getting the particles of food off the dish.
Well, it could be dishcloth.
All right, and something used for drying them, the dishes.
Dishcloth or dryer, drying cloth.
All right, and something you use in the bathroom to small cloth that you use put soap on to wash your face.
Washcloth.
All right, and and you dry yourself with a
towel.
All right, and at the sink, the water comes out the.